Welcome to the Good Afternoon Show with Dan and Aiden. Today we're talking about discrimination in the book To Kill a Mockingbird.
The date is the
December 5th, 2018, and we were filming here in Woodglen Middle School, here in Lebanon Township, New Jersey.
It's a gloomy afternoon today.
Could be better.
Yeah, could be better. All right, so today we're going to be talking about the themes from To Kill a Mockingbird. And one of the big themes in it, just to start off with, is socioeconomic struggles. For example, the whole country of Alabama is getting poor instead of getting richer after the Depression. And Atkins is even called to an emergency legislator meeting to fix these problems. And then Scout says in the book, Scout says that there are kinds of folks in the world, like the Ewells, the Cunninghams, them, and then the black people. And like she's separating them by wealth, because people like them have wealth, and then like the other people just really don't.
They don't have anything. They have no money, they have no food, they have nothing. Like some people can't even, like Mr. Cunningham can't even pay Mr. Finch with all of his money. He has to give him food instead of money, because he's so poor. And even like when Scout goes to school and poor Walter gets made fun of, you know, for him being poor in the middle of the class, he gets humiliated. And then when Scout invites Walter over for dinner, because he comes from such a low place, he doesn't know how to exactly make his food, and she laughs when he puts syrup all over his dish.
Yeah, and that's not very nice. And then like, also, remember when Aunt Alexandra called him trash because like he didn't have enough money and like.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She's thinking she's so good, even though she's really not. Yeah. Like, she's so superior to him because she has more money than him.
Everybody in the book is poor, like, because the farmers are poor. The, like, upper-class people, like, lawyers, like Atticus, they're poor as well.
Even Scott, Atticus, and Jem are all poor.
This is still around today because lots of people don't have the same opportunities, and, like, their family doesn't make the same amount of money as other families because, you know, they just can't find jobs. And, like, you know, it's a scary statistic that, like, blacks are paid more than, less than whites, but, white males are paid more than the most out of any race in the world, and like, you know, it's not really fair to all the other races who are just, you know, trying to make an honest living.
They're working equally or harder than we are.
Yeah, but we're making more money just because of like our skin. But you
our
know that's
skin
like
and
that's
where
like
we come from.
That's like racial as well, but you know.
That's a later topic, but you know, the it's still around. We still see quite a bit.
Yeah.
Socioeconomic. See, like, though, the poor classes are staying poor, and the richer are just getting richer and richer and richer.
Like,
they're getting more and more money.
The top 1% in America has 40% of the wealth in America. And, it's basically, if you're not in the top 15%, you're poor. That's basically how it is. And, like, those numbers are only going up because, like, those people are just getting richer, and then everybody else is getting poorer because there's just not enough money to go around.
Mm-hmm. And that means that 60% of America's wealth is spread out from 99% of America's population, which is terrible. It's just you can't even spread that out equally. Decimals and
just,
lower numbers.
Yeah,
it's just
very low numbers. And then, like, do you remember when they were racing for the $100 and, like, all the black people showed up because they needed the money?
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, they don't have the same opportunities as people because their, like, family didn't have enough money to send them to college, so they had to work instead of, like, go to school and get an education. And then they couldn't go to college because, like I said, they didn't have enough money.
They were privileged.
Yeah. And, like, black males, were the farthest behind in the race. And, like, they don't have the same opportunities as people. Like, their parents were divorced or they had to work from a very young age.
They grew up with no father, grew up with no money or something like that.
Yeah, it's just not fair. So, I mean, but
everything's unequal.
It's gonna stay like this until
God knows when.
Forever. Yeah. And then another prevalent topic in the book is racial discrimination, which is definitely, I would say, the biggest topic.
Oh, no, hands down, period. It's the biggest topic, period.
It's basically, it's what the whole book is based around. It's about racial discrimination in,
you know, Alabama and Macomb, and even though Macomb may be a made up place, but.
Yeah, like, even, like, the reason Tom lost his case was because of racism, because, like, there was evidence that,
Bet you Tom wouldn't have been accused if he was white.
Yeah.
You know, if he was white, he would either won that case or wouldn't have been accused in the first place.
It's just because the jury won't take a black man's word over a white woman's word.
Mm-hmm. Like, or Reverend white Sykes. Man's word.
Yeah, Reverend Sykes.
Said it, he said, out of however many years he's been in that court system,
old.
He was never seen a black man beat a white man. Never.
Or
a black woman beat a white woman or a white man. It doesn't matter, but he's never seen a black beat a white.
Yeah, and then
another
thing is, like, people refer to the black people as trash, and they call them the N-word, which is just, like, you know, mm-hmm. not, like, you know.
It's racist.
Yeah,
you can't say
racist.
That. It's, you know, politically incorrect. And, you know, is it still around today? Of course it is. 110% it is.
Yeah, it may not, like, it's still around in this country, but, like, other countries around the world, it's much bigger still.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, you know, like, the third world countries.
It may not be as strong as potent anymore. You can't see it as much. But you still, it's going to be there. It's something we can't get around. Stereotyping is another very big form of racism. And like we say, oh, blacks, you know, they're poor, or they're really athletic, or Asians are really smart, and stuff like that. It's just,
they were talking, like, after Tom, you know, got killed, they were just like, oh, it's typical of a black person to do that.
Mm-hmm. Like, what do you mean? What's typical?
They're stereotyping all of them. Like,
he's in jail? What's that supposed to mean?
Yeah, like, they're stereotyping all of them. Like, Atticus was just, remember, in the court, he was just like, you may think that, like, all black people are bad, but, like, it's only some black people, just, like, some white people are bad people, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then, also in the book, not only black people, like, got discriminated against, but, like, white people, because, like, remember Lula, like, she wouldn't let Scout and Jem into their church just because they were white,
mm-hmm.
and, like, she didn't want to, like, treat them equally, even though she wanted to be treated equally. So, like, you know. Alright, yeah.
No one was treated the same.
Yeah.
Like, they should have been.
And then today, it's still around, you know, we already told you
that,
but it is. And scientists have recorded that the more racism someone is
experiencing.
Like, the more likely they are to get, like, depressed or sick, which is, like, horrible because, like, you know.
If they can't control that. That's something they cannot control.
Yeah, like, if
they,
like,
experience racism.
Let's say, like, you're in an office and, like, someone's being racist to somebody else. You can't control that. You're just here. Like, you can't, like, shut off your ears or anything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
If you could, that'd be nice, though.
Yeah. It also gives, like, you a lot of stress, racism. So, it's just, you know. It's not good for anybody.
Mm-hmm. It ruins everything.
Yeah. And, like, black people are, like, you know, like, more black people are in prison than white people. And, like, more black people are unemployed than white people. Like, it's just unfair because, like, you know. We're just saying, like,
they're saying that blacks are giving easier jobs and less paid jobs than whites. And, like, even as simple as, like, say it's two people working at a gas station, a white man and a black man. The white man would be given the more difficult jobs and pays higher at that gas station. And that black man will be given the easier jobs, less paying jobs.
Yeah,
and probably,
like,
more jobs, though.
Because, like, you know, it's just very racist. And blacks work more hours than whites, and they still make less, on average, they still make less money. Which is not, like,
fair.
Yeah.
Not completely unfair. It's just not. I can't think of the word right now, but it's just not meant to be. Is what it should be. That's what I should say. It's not meant to be.
Yeah. And in the Constitution, they talked about having equal rights for everybody, and, like, everybody has the right to the pursuit of happiness?
For the right to
life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness.
Yeah, life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness.
Yeah, and today that is still not around because everybody is not given the same chances because either of their skin or, like, they talk weird or something.
Where they live, where they were born, who they were born from, what the color of skin, what they look like, they sound like. Everything now that someone has is used against them or for them.
Yeah, and in poor and, like, mostly black high schools, they have less opportunities than in mostly white places. In the high school,
they talk about that one kid, the white. This is the observatory we have in our high school.
Yeah, and he's taking, like, all honors classes,
mm-hmm.
while the black kid is taking, like, you know, just your generic classes like ELA, math.
And transportation to get there. The white kid said that, you know, it's trouble finding a parking spot. Like, are you serious? And then the other kids
can't even... He has his own car. The other guy has to take...
Like, a few buses and the subway and the bike and... Yeah. He just... It's so much more difficult for that kid to
succeed. The black person in school has a metal detector going in, which is, like, insane that they have to have something like that. So... And then the white person in school is, like, he's just...
Just come right in.
Yeah, just come right in.
Because people think they're more trustworthy.
And then another big theme in To Kill a Mockingbird is gender.
Gender is huge. When you talk about Scout and Anna Alexandra, when Scout, which is, that's probably the biggest example of it, Aunt Alexandra keeps saying, Scout, you need to act like a girl.
Or a lady.
Yeah, or a lady, and be all fancy, wear a dress.
You can't wear overalls anymore.
Exactly,
like,
exactly.
You can't go out and play. You gotta sit down and talk with people and drink, like, coffee or something.
And be kind and polite.
Well, I mean, you should be kind and polite.
Yeah, but, like, overly kind and polite and stuff like
that
is what Alexandra wants Scout to do, which Scout is kind. She is nice. She's polite. But Aunt Alexandra wants
to be on like, she's only, like, 9 or something, and that's, like...
It's too much to be expected from someone.
Yeah, you don't need, like, a 9-year-old. They don't...
Let them play. Let them be young, be free.
They're not always going to be this young, and they're going to regret it when they're older. And
Let them live their lives.
Yeah, Jem, multiple times, called Scout a girl because she was, like, scared or something, and she's like, stop being a girl. But then later in the book, he's telling her that she needs to start acting like a girl, which is weird because, like, he's being, contradicting his own...
You're not a hypocrite.
Well,
but
not
He's contradicting himself.
Yeah. Because he's telling her to be a girl, and then he's telling her that...
To be a guy.
Well,
it just makes no sense.
He's telling her to stop being a girl, and then he's telling her to be a girl later in the book. It just doesn't make sense. And then, like you said, Aunt Alexandra is always telling her that she needs to be a lady. She has to live up to these standards, like, that is hard for a 9-year-old to go live up to, so... Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You can expect a 9-year-old to have those high of standards. It's through the roof. It's terrible.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
what were you saying?
It's around today because, you know,
well, it's just prominent today when they talk about age. It's hard for someone to find it. Or not age. Are we talking about gender? Age popped in my head for several reasons. But white females and black females are paid less, and most religions they're all paid less. That's nothing religions.
In like workplaces, white women and black women, like in every single race in the world, what the female is paid less than on average than the male, mm-hmm. which is like now
they're treated
the
worse.
Women make like 97 cents to the man's dollar, so men are still paid more.
Even 2018, and it's almost 2019 when you look at it.
Yeah.
You know, it's not the American ideal. It's
and
not
then
what should be
also
happening.
Like stereotyping people like a girl or something like that.
You run like a girl, act like a girl, punch like a girl. When those
stereotyping.
Those stereotypes shouldn't.
From like
still be
they're outdated. Today. They're outdated.
Mm-hmm. And then they have actual girls. Like, that video they talk about. They say, show us running like a girl. Show us acting like a girl. Show us being a girl.
Yeah, and they told it all to all the boys, and they, took the stereotypical way.
Like, when they ran, they flailed their arms or something like that.
Yeah.
But when the girls came,
they ran just like they would.
People.
Yeah.
And it's just, I've seen this. I don't know if you keep up sports every now and then, but Chad Johnson, he has a daughter. She's one of the fastest teenagers in the world. And she runs incredibly. And she's running like a girl.
Is a girl.
If I could
want to run like a girl.
I'd be happy to run like a girl if I could do that.
Yeah.
So, I don't know why people think it's such a bad thing.
Like, preschoolers even think, they were asked to draw, a fireman. And, they would all draw, men. And
mm-hmm.
then ask, to draw an Air Force pilot. And they would all draw men.
Or a doctor, and they would draw a man.
Yeah.
And then when they had actual professional... people come in. It was an actual doctor. It's a professional.
Air Force pilot.
Air Force pilot.
Firefighter.
And a firefighter.
And they were just like, they're fake.
They said they're not real, but really, they're all of them real. They all have their actual gear on. They're all real.
Out of the whole class, they drew 61 males and 5 females for all 3 of those.
It's terrible.
Yeah. Because...
They always called him Mr. Fireman, or they gave him male names like it was Bob the Fireman or something like that. And just, they stereotyped.
Yeah, and...
And when the kids would draw those professions, they would see them as all males, and they shouldn't have, because women could do just as good as a job and better as the males in their professions.
Yeah, and then in, like, old books, the men were given the difficult jobs, and the women were given, like, the easy, like, in quotes, jobs. And the girls had to, like, take care of the home while the men were going to work. And
they were expected to stay home making and cook money. And clean and take care of the kids and make dinner. And they weren't. And then the men were out making money or doing manly things. They were hunting or finding the food or building the house or always working out. And
in some religions, like, women aren't allowed to go outside without a man. They can't, their skin can't be shown. Mm-hmm. So, but the men are, like, they can
go out shirtless. They don't care.
Doesn't matter. And then, out of all the races, women have more college debt than men, which is, you know, bad because it's just not fair. It's just not fair.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And another theme in To Kill a Mockingbird that is
age.
Always there is mm-hmm. age discrimination.
You're too young to understand. You wouldn't understand. You
Scout was told by Miss Maudie, I think, that she was too young to understand things. Like, Miss Maudie was right. She didn't understand it. But still, you just can't assume.
Give somebody, him a shot to understand.
You just can't assume somebody doesn't understand something without asking them first.
Give
them
a chance.
Yeah.
You know, just immediately assume that they don't know what you're going to talk about. Because maybe Scout's the gene. Maybe he's a genius. I mean, sure, he knows how to read and write at the age of, like, you know, a few years old, 8 or 9 years old. Then give her a shot. Let her try. See what she can do. She already, you know, and she's,
like,
pretty smart.
Atticus tells her, you're too young to understand, like, why I'm defending Tom Robinson. So...
That was when Scout asked Atticus, why do you defend, you know?
Yeah, well, she's not too young to understand him. She actually did understand it because he explained it to her. That's all you need to do. You just don't say, you wouldn't understand.
Too young to understand.
Yeah. And then Atticus was discriminated against by, like, Jem and Scout because they were saying, like, oh, he's no fun because he's old. Oh, he can't do anything of admiration because he's old. He can't drive a pickup truck or work in the drugstore. He wasn't a sheriff. They were saying he didn't do anything.
They're saying he's too old.
Admiration because he was old, which is not okay.
Mm-hmm. And clearly Atticus can still do everything.
Yeah, like he shot a dog and, like... And
the kid, that's put a big
smile
on his face.
He saved their children.
Mm-hmm. And they're, you know... He's still doing a very good job. He's defending Tom Robinson in court cases, and he was doing a very, very professional job for how old he was. I mean, he's really honestly not even that old. You know, he still could have done it. I think so.
Yeah.
Atticus be a star quarterback.
All right, yeah. And then, today it's still around because in employment, people are discriminated against because of their age. Like, if you're applying for a job when you're 40 or older, you have, like, less chance to get a job than if you're younger because people want younger people, like, fresh out of college because, one, they get to have to, like, they can pay them less.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah.
And they think it's easier for them to manipulate them and take advantage of them.
Yeah.
And the older people have experience. They know what they're doing.
Yeah. And then, yeah.
Honestly, they should be hired. The older you are, maybe the more experience you have. Maybe the better off you are. And make a little reference to The Office here. Like, look at Creed. You know, he's doing great.
Yeah.
He's the best. And, you know, they should... He's old. And I know when they're talking about it. But that's actually an important thing, that he's trying to act like the younger kids. So that there's a new generation coming in that needs to, you know... And everyone needs to associate,
like,
with them.
Like, you need some old people in your job to teach the younger the kids how to work. Because if they come in without knowing any experience and you're just like, all right, do this, they're not going to know what to do. So
mm-hmm. Having someone who's older, it's like having a big brother or having an older sister or something like that. It always helps.
Yeah. And then, remember that video we were watching where the girl, she quit her job to go to law school. And mm-hmm. she had, and when she was done, she had like $100,000 in debt. Mm-hmm. But and she was like 59 years old. But no one would hire her because of her age. Like, and she thought she was discriminated against, but it's very hard to prove this, like, age discrimination.
Mm-hmm.
So she couldn't prove it, and therefore she has to... Is,
it's another thing you can't control. It's another thing that you can't choose yourself. You can't choose when you're an age yeah. or when you're older, how old you are, or who will take it.
Yeah.
You, so...
And then, like,
hard for her to do anything.
And, like, people think that old is, like, 40s or 60s. And then, like, people who were that age came in and did things.
Showed
that,
them up. They yeah. Seventy years old, one of them was.
Yes, one was, like, 80 years old, and they could do things better than the person that was, like,
younger,
teaching
23,
them. Yeah.
24.
She was like, all right, do this. And she was better at the what they were doing.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Last one.
Religious.
Last theme is, yeah, religious discrimination. In the book, it is talked about because people are, like, put pressure upon to be Christian or said, like, oh, you're lucky because you're in a Christian household with Christian family and, like, a Christian neighborhood. But, like, people who live in, like, let's say a Jewish neighborhood aren't as lucky because, you know, it's Christians.
Mm-hmm. I think they would be, though. You know, it's just, even if they are a different religion, they should have the same opportunities or treated the same. Or if someone's, you know, praises Islam, that shouldn't be treated different. That's a big thing right now in modern, you know, days. But, like, and compared to what is in To Kill a Mockingbird, everyone was, you either you're Christian or you are
an outcast.
Yeah, an outcast. You're, no one wants anything to do with you. You should go to church.
Yeah.
Another thing is that Calpurnia, she goes to multiple churches and she thinks that it should be, the kids think that it should be, the black church should be going on differently. Like, Linen, that should change or whatever. Like, the kids thought that should change. Even though it shouldn't, if that's how some people praise their religion, that's how they do it. It's not up to you. It's their choice, not yours.
Yeah, and Miss Maudy is just like, oh, the Bible in the hands of some people is worse than like the whiskey in the hands of another person, and like saying that it's bad for people to like, if you take the Bible literally, it's not gonna mm-hmm. like be good for you.
Like Mr. Radley.
Yeah.
He takes the Bible to a new level, and that makes him completely treat his family weirdly. You don't ever see Miss Radley come out. Boo has his own reason for not coming out.
Yeah, well, yeah, but Miss Radley, he, like, doesn't let out of the house because, like, he thinks pleasure is a sin. He doesn't like women. So, like, you know, it's just, you know, not good.
He takes it to the next level. Takes it too literally.
Yeah, and it's still around today because... In some countries, there is still lots of religious discrimination. In 168 countries, Christians were discriminated against, which is the most, and Muslims were the second most discriminated against in 121 countries. That is from a survey in 2006 through 2010, which is big numbers because that's a lot of countries.
And I'm sure it only went up from
then. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure that only one more people.
It's risen in every country around the world except for America. Yeah.
No, and then but on a serious note, religious discrimination, you can't tell somebody what to do. It's not you. It's not your choice. It's their life. Let them live theirs. How do they choose to? If they choose to pray, let them pray. If they choose to not pray, let them not pray.
Yeah,
if they
like,
want to pray in public, just let them go. If they don't want to, sure, go ahead.
Yeah, like when they were in the restaurant and like, the person, the problem with them praying, nobody like thought about the atheist's point of view, so like they were kind of discriminating against her while they were trying to protect the Christians. So
they're discriminating even though they did, they want to know.
Yeah, they wanted to protect, but they were discriminating, and like, you know, she shouldn't have a religion forced upon her, like she said, but then also she might have like should have just left or went to the bathroom or something until they were done.
Mm-hmm. At least let them finish.
Yeah. And then, yeah, it's in some countries, like we said before, you can't go out because of your religion. Like, you can't go out without a man. You have to be dressed in so that your skin can't be seen. And, yeah. And, like, yeah, well, and then, That's about it.
That's all the discrimination we can find in the book.
Yeah, and then now we think that To Kill a Mockingbird should still be read in schools because it is still relevant today.
Still important, too.
Yeah, the themes of racism, socioeconomic struggles, religious discrimination, age discrimination, and gender discrimination still happen today. Like we said, for age, people are still, like, not given jobs because of their age. For socioeconomic, people are not given the same chances to succeed. And mm-hmm. then racism, you want to say something?
Racism, that's just, it's too common. We need to see less of it. We need to start having people face up against racism and face up against what there should be. And To Kill a Mockingbird teaches us, well, what it is. Teaches us to be aware of it. And that's something that we should still definitely keep in schools.
Yeah, because it teaches like what was it like then, and it's basically getting worse.
Only gonna get worse from here.
We need to do something before it ends up as going out of control.
That wraps up. Good afternoon show with Aiden and Dan. Today's December 5th, 2018.
And we're
filming it. Woodland Middle School.
Yep. All right. We'll see you soon.
Please remember to follow our hashtags at #FreeTom, #EndRacism, #AgeIsJustANumber, and #FreeReligion. Thank you for listening to the Good Afternoon Show with Ed and Dan. We will see you guys later. Welcome to the Good Afternoon Show with Dan and Aiden. Today we'll be talking about discriminations in the book To Kill a Mockingbird.
And in real life, so.
Now there are many comparisons in the book, you know, between discriminations. First thing off, the gender discrimination, there's too many to count in the book. You know, first off, you talk with Scout. Scout was experiencing it through her whole, you know, the whole book, and especially with her aunt. That was quite the fun time there. Is, you know, her aunt Alexandria is expecting Scout to be this proper lady who wears dresses and isn't a tomboy and expects her to live up to the social norm of a girl, when really Scout doesn't want to do any of that. She wants to be herself and be maybe like a tomboy, which is how she acts, but it's really okay if she wants to be like that. You can't say anything wrong about it.
Yeah, like, even in the book towards the end, she was just like, she liked, like, what men did because, like, they weren't hypocrites no matter what they did. So that's why she said she liked being with men more than being, like, around women. But I think towards the end of the book, like, Aunt Alexandra started accepting that Scout was like that. Because in, like, the latest chapter we just read, Scout was given her the overalls, like, from her aunt. So, you know, like...
She's starting to be more and more accepted by
Aunt. Yeah. Also, even Jem...
there's a few things that
there was like two or three times that he told her like stop acting like a girl, or he's told her stop acting like a girl one time, but then later when he got and then later when he got older he told her that you need to start acting like a girl. So like I don't know, there's like some conflicting opinions there.
The age matters too about that. Like if she was like when she was younger it was more acceptable for her to act like a boy.
Well yeah, because she like Jem wanted someone to play with, but like now that he has his own friends, like
now Jem needs Scout to act like a girl and not be, you know, her little sister in a way. But, you know, stop being basically Scout, which would be terrible for her.
And like this is still relevant today because like in real life, like gender roles are still like there. Like, children in preschool, there was, like, a study done, and, like, people thought that, like, fighter pilots were, like, men, and, like, firefighters were men, and then...
There were, like, 20 students who drew each profession as a man, and there was,
one of, like two or three kids
that actually drew...
Women, and then, women. The teachers brought in women, and then the kids all said, like, oh, that's fake. Like,
all the kids said it wasn't real. Even though then when they came in, they had all their professional gear on. There was a fighter pilot that came in, and she had everything. She was completely dressed up from head to toe. And all the kids thought it was fake because it was a girl.
But, yeah. And then a lot of kids in preschool were also saying, like, I don't know. And it's still relevant in kids today, like, even our young generation. It's still, like, really bad because the kids are, like in preschool, and they're already thinking things are girly and stuff like that. But like, you know, that should just not be true, because like,
what is acting like a girl?
Yeah.
You know, what do you define as acting like a girl? What do you do to define yourself as a girl? You know, there's nothing you could say that, hey, you're acting like a girl. What is that? Well, you know, maybe acting like a girl is a good thing. Maybe it's, girls are also better qualities than most men, actually, because...
Yeah, and then also in other countries, like, women are expected to stay home and clean, and, like, they're not allowed to go out without men, and, like, they're just expected to make the food for the man while the man goes out and works. So, like, that's still not really fair. It's kind of like, you know, like, the racism.
They're expected to be, like, a nuclear family.
Yeah, it's kind of like racism, too. This kind of ties in with religion, because, like, the roles... Like, the women in some countries still have to, like, cover up because of their religion while the... Mm-hmm. And, like, they can't be seen in public without a man and stuff like that.
They have to cover their... They keep their face covered the whole time. They can't, you know... Can't show off their body.
And then a big statistic from genderinequality.org. Females of all races have more college debt than any other... than any male from any other race. So, like, white males... have less college debt than white females, and like for every other race, that's true as well.
It's terrible, yeah. Makes no sense. I was like, why should they have the same? Why should they have more debt than we have when we should have the same amount of debt?
Yeah.
You know, they should be put in the same. They should be given the same opportunities and same. They should be given the same. What's the word I'm looking for?
Opportunities.
Yeah, in a way, opportunities as you know, men.
Yeah, like. And then, so another theme that is very relevant today and was very big in the book was, like, socioeconomic. Because Scout and, like, Jem, they weren't exactly poor, but...
They weren't rich either.
Yeah. Like, they were one of the more wealthy families in Alabama at the time, even though, like, this is because the Depression just hit, so... A lot of the people are still getting back onto their feet. And in Alabama, like, it was bad because they just kept getting poorer. Like, once in the book, Atticus had to be called to a legislation, like a meeting, because they had to solve the problem that Alabama was getting poorer and not wealthier, which was what they needed.
And it's even, you know, it was terrible because there's so many people in the book that are... suffering really bad from, you know, their economic status, and they're all, you know, they're getting made fun of for it, and...
Like the Cunninghams, like...
Yeah, you're defined for how much, you know, money you make, or how much money you have, and people shouldn't be, like, the Cunninghams are defined by that, when really, it looks like Walter is a nice boy, you know?
Yeah, like...
He's defined by his economic status.
Yeah, like, when Scout is describing, like, the social hierarchy, she has, like, people like them, and then the Cunninghams, Ewells, and then the Blacks.
Mm-hmm.
So, like... It's both racist and it's also defining them by their money, because the Ewells and Cunninghams don't have a lot of money.
Both are very poor.
Yeah.
And then, you know, the Negroes, they had no chance in life.
They have no money.
Given zero opportunity.
They would have to work in the field. Like, the best job they could probably get was, like helping, or, like, Calpurnia's job might be, like, the best one they could get.
Mm-hmm. It was very difficult for, you know, the Blacks to find a good job and, you know, sustain a good family. It was... There weren't very many.
But the one thing that's, like, important is that the Cunninghams, no matter what, they were poor, they were still, like, proud, and they didn't, like, take things from anybody or steal like the Ewells did.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And they paid back whatever they could.
Yeah. And, like, today, it's still relevant because a lot of the Black people are not given the same chances as whites. For example, like, their parents divorced or something when they're very young, so, like, they only have one parent and they can't get into, like, good schools or, like, go to college or anything. And, like, a lot of them just don't have the same opportunities as the whites do.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the white people, they have, their parents don't usually divorce. They usually get into college. And they have more time to focus on, like, grades instead of going to have to work for their family.
Mm-hmm. It's more difficult for them to get off their feet,
yeah.
You know, instead of the whites, or, you know, they're much more, they're privileged.
And then, also, like, everybody in America, the top 1% of people in America have 40% of America's wealth, which is insane. Because there's a huge gap between the poor people and the richest people. the wealth distribution is like favoring the rich right now. There is the biggest curve ever. It's literally like if you're not in the top 20%, you're poor. So
it's real bad.
Yeah.
There's no median. There's no middle way. There's no gray area. It's black or white, you know.
And
it's
then
hot or cold.
And then in schools, like if you look at black schools, like with mostly blacks in it, and then like schools with mostly whites in it, the white schools, like they have more money coming in, so they can offer more opportunities to those people, and like it costs more money to get in there. But like the black people, there's not as much money coming into those neighborhoods, so like they just can't pay for the stuff that they need. And then today, blacks are paid less than whites, and white males are paid the most of any race in the world. And
white males are paid the most.
Yeah.
And I think I'm not sure who's paid the least, but
I think it's
female.
African Americans, like, yeah.
It's terrible the way they're treated.
Like, yeah. So
that pretty much wraps up socioeconomic discrimination. Now we can go into, you know, racial,
which was basically the whole theme of To Kill a Mockingbird.
Yeah, which basically is To Kill a Mockingbird. I
just
mean,
the
main part of it,
here,
which is
yeah.
the trial of Tom Robinson, is just, it's the whole book. Well, you know, it's
Tom Robinson probably didn't even do it, and that's the sad part, and
he's
being
like
accused of it.
There's sufficient evidence that he did not do it. Like, how could he have hit her on the left side if he used his right arm? He would have to, like,
switch his hands.
You would have to, like, have her pinned down, which would be very hard to do with only one arm.
And his left arm is completely useless. He can't do anything with it.
Yeah, it's in the book. He got it caught in a cotton gin, and all the muscles got ripped from it, which is, like, horrible to think of.
Disgusting.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's just all the blacks were treated that way.
Yeah, and, like, while they're in the court case, Jem asks Reverend Sykes, like, he's just like, oh, yeah, I think we're going to win. And then Reverend Sykes says he has never seen a black person win over a white person in court, which is, like, horrible because, like, they should... Atticus brings up a fair point that they should be given equal rights, like, anywhere, but also in court. And, like, in the book, Atticus and Miss Maudie are, like, the only two people... And Judge Taylor as well. Like, those are the only people that
see it that way.
Yeah.
And have that point of view on it. The rest of the people are just the other side, you know, the opposite end of the spectrum.
Yeah, like,
after
Tom Robinson, you know, like, ran away, they were just, like, it was typical of, some, of like, the black, a black man to, like, cut and run.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they said. And, like...
They're stereotyping.
Yeah.
The racial stereotyping.
And Atticus was saying that all the people, it's, like, stereotyped.
Everyone's put into different columns. Everyone's put into little little social classes that shouldn't be. You know, if a black is black, doesn't mean he's going to...
Yeah, he made a fair point, Atticus. He said some blacks are bad people, but not all of them. Like, just some whites are bad people as well. Like,
look at the Yules.
The whole human race, yeah. Like the Yules, you said. The whole human race has its faults, but it's not just the black people.
Everyone's a superhero. Everyone can be a superhero. Everyone has a chance to be the best. Everyone has a chance to be good.
Yeah.
But, you know, some people make bad decisions in their life, and that's what gets them to be, you know, not the superhero anymore.
Again, this topic's still relevant today, because even in the Constitution, it says that all races should have equal rights, and everybody is created equal. And it's 200 years later, and racial, like, equality still has been not achieved. There is still, like, racism out there right now. And students of, like, who are of color are given, like, less opportunities and, like, less resources to succeed than the white people, like we brought up with the schools before. And then...
That's about it, you know?
Well, I mean...
Pretty much have that racial discrimination. Now we're on to, what is it now?
Age?
I thought
yeah.
we did, okay. I can
oh,
cut
yeah,
out that last
did
part.
Age.
I'll cut out that last
we
part.
We did age. Religion.
Okay.
Alright, yeah, so in the book, people are put pressure on to, like, they have to be Christian, like, Scout is with Aunt Alexandra one time, and they're talking about how she should be a Christian girl and be like nice, and like she's lucky that she's not like the Marunas, and she's living in a Christian household with Christian parents and like Christian people. So
saying
like,
she's lucky to have only that religion in her life and not something else, which, you know, it's completely, you know, bashing other religions. I mean, why is it bad to have another religion? Why would it bad to not be Christian? You know, it's a choice you make. It's a choice you believe in, and it's not up to someone else. Someone else doesn't make you change religions
or dictate
what you think is right. It's up to you. It's not up to them. You know, it's your life. Run your life.
Yeah. And then
you're the captain of your ship, you know?
Yeah, I agree.
And it's also clear when they talk about the religious discrimination is when, you know, they're in the church and it's, you know, all the missionaries actually kind of hypocrites sometimes, but also they're saying, what were they saying?
Well, like, they remember when she was telling her, like field workers that, like, that they should stop, like, grumbling, like, and complaining, mm-hmm. and that they should just get back to work because, like, that's not what a Christian does, and, like, Jesus didn't go around grumbling or complaining. And then she goes back and starts complaining to everybody else that they are complaining, mm-hmm. which, like, makes no sense.
It's hypocrite. She's running against her own, you know, her own saying. If you're not supposed to do that as a Christian, then why are you doing it as soon as you just told someone not to?
Yeah, it makes absolutely
completely
no
contradicts
sense.
Herself.
Yeah.
Just, and yeah, it puts her in a hole.
Yeah. All right, yeah. And then today, religious discrimination is still there.
It's all over the place.
Yeah, like people
thinking, you know, I'm a. You know.
Yeah, like still so many countries today have like restrictions on religious freedom, or like they follow like religious law,
or
and like
religions.
That is the law.
Mm-hmm.
So like imagine if the Bible, like everything you did wrong, you would like get sent to prison or something.
It'd be terrible.
That's how it would be if you like.
That's what they say, is that the religion is the law in some places.
Yeah.
You know, we're lucky in America that religion isn't the law. Religion isn't, you know, the Constitution. It's not what we live off of. It's, you know, everyone has a choice to make. And you can make that choice. It's up to you. It's not being forced to, you know, worship a different religion or worship the same religion as everybody else, even if it's not what you believe.
A few years ago, a study happened, and from 2006 to 2010, Muslims were found to be discriminated in 121 different countries, and Christians were discriminated the most of any religion, and they were harassed in 168 countries, which is like significantly more than the Muslims, who were like second. And in 2012, every major region in the world increased in religious hostilities except for like the two Americas. So
just showing that, you know, religion is better.
Yeah, like it's, people are still
not better, but the, some people still think religion.
Yeah, people are still not accepting of another person's religion.
When they should be. Everyone should be open arms. If they say you're a Christian, you should always be open arms to other religions, because that's what, you know, but that's one part of being a Christian. If you read it in the Bible, that if you believe Christianity, accept other people for what they do.
Yeah, like, do you remember when we were watching the video and, like, the atheist was, like, disturbed by the praying? Like,
just let them do it.
But, like, there's two sides to that. Like, she was being discriminated against, like, as she was discriminating against them, because, like, she was making them stop praying even though they were very quiet. But then the people who stood up for the family were just like, maybe you should leave then if you're not like it. And like, they should have found a compromise, but they could not because like, it's just clashing of religions, and like, it's going to be around for like the rest of our lives, because
it's not going to go away.
Peoples are not going to change.
It's not just gonna one day, oh, that's gone, never gonna see that, you know, religion.
Yeah, like the last group did the best, like they like got the two groups together and like had them talk about it,
mm-hmm.
so like, you know, at least they tried to find like a way that didn't hurt anybody and didn't make anybody mad or anything, so.
They all, yeah, it was a good choice.
Yeah, so